Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Feels Good is brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Hey, Ayla.
Did you know National Puppy Day was yesterday?
Good. I did know, because what kind of monster doesn't know that, Ayla?
I forgot. I'm a bad girl. Sorry.
Get your.
Because of that, I was like, stuff. Oh my gosh, I got to find a dog story like for today to make up for that. So
it doesn't make up for it. It's just calling attention to the fact that you didn't do it.
Oh, thanks. So I want to tell you about a farm dog in Natick who just wanted to protect her home. Her house is at the Natick Community Organic Farm because, you know, she's a farm dog. And I didn't really know this until about a year ago. But farm dogs literally, like, sleep outside with the animals. Like, that's their home. They don't come inside and snuggle with you in the bed like my dog does. Mm-hmm. Probably,
my
like,
dog
you're...
does not, no.
Really?
No, my dog's weird.
And then my brain went through like a rabbit hole, and like, down the rabbit hole, and I was like, what if Brait was a farm dog? My 12
for what, hamsters? Is somebody
Pekingese.
Having?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody have a gerbil farm that they need some tending to?
Anyways, there was a barn and on this town-owned nonprofit farm in Natick, and it was built more than 200 years ago in 1815 using local trees knocked down by a really powerful hurricane. There's so much history with this barn that I learned about. It's a really special one. Throughout the 206 years, it's been a place for mother animals to give birth and for students to learn, for birds to nest, and for kids to make crafts on rainy days. But sadly, a fire broke out in the barn. And three pigs and 13 piglets did lose their life in the fire. They also lost three sows, tools, wheelbarrows, animal grain, hay, and seedlings. But more damage could have been done if it weren't for Eddie the farm dog. Eddie was newly adopted, and honestly, she probably didn't think that this sort of thing would happen in her first year on the job as a farm dog. But the farm did release a statement. They said, quote, she was so scared when she got here, because they were talking about how she was adopted, right? Mm-hmm. But she loves the farm and clearly wants to take care of it. Now she's not only my love, but my hero. The farm thanked Eddie the dog, obviously, but they also thanked Natick, Wellesley, and Framingham firefighters who all had to show up to put out this crazy fire. They do have a GoFundMe to raise money because they did lose a lot during it, but I just wanted to highlight a local heroic dog. I'm so sorry I didn't share this yesterday on National Puppy Day, but I hope I made up for it with this story. That's your It Feels Good for today.
All right, coming up,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.